ever off by just a little bit, the universe today would look open, where space is curved like a saddle, or closed, where space is curved like the surface of a sphere. For the universe to still appear flat today, its early characteristics would have had to have been absurdly fine-tuned. The second paradox has to do with the fact that the universe appears to be the same in all directions. It is isotropic. This is odd. Light from one side of the vast observable universe has only recently been able to reach the other side. This distance means that far-off regions of the universe could not have previously communicated with one another. Physicists say they've not been in causal contact. How, then, could they have evolved to be so similar? In 1980, a young postdoctoral physicist named Alan Guth was pondering these paradoxes when he hit on a solution. The universe, he conjectured based on ideas from particle physics, could have ballooned rapidly shortly after it was born. Guth arrived at the idea, which he called inflation, by thinking about a central part of the standard model of particle physics called spontaneous symmetry breaking, which describes what happens when forces that were once unified become separate. There is good evidence that spontaneous symmetry breaking has already occurred at least once in the universe. According to the electroweak theory, two of the universe's fundamental forces, the electromagnetic force, the force of magnetism and electricity, and the weak force, which is responsible for the radioactive decay of atomic nuclei, appear dissimilar today only because of an accident of the universe's history. At one time, they were a single, unified force. But as the universe cooled, when it was about a millionth of a second old, it underwent a phase transition, similar to water transitioning from liquid to ice, that changed the nature of empty space. Instead of being empty, it was filled with a background field, something like an electric field, but in this case, a type of field that is not as easily detectable. This background field, known as the Higgs field, developed throughout the universe. The Higgs field affects the way particles propagate through space. Those particles that interact with this field, the ones that convey the weak force, for example, experience a resistance that causes them to behave as massive particles. Those that do not interact with the field, for example, the photon, carrier of the electromagnetic force, remain massless. As a result, the weak force and the electromagnetic force began to behave in different ways, breaking the symmetry that otherwise unified them. This fantastical picture was validated at the Large Hadron Collider at CERN near Geneva in 2012 with the discovery of the Higgs boson. Perhaps, Guth reasoned, a similar symmetry-breaking event occurred even earlier in the universe's past. Before this event, three of the universe's four fundamental forces, the electromagnetic and weak forces, as well as the strong force, responsible for holding protons and neutrons together, but excluding gravity, might have been connected. Indeed, a great deal of indirect evidence suggests that such a phenomenon happened back when the universe was approximately 10 32nd old. As the universe cooled, it might have undergone a phase transition that also changed the nature of space involving a background field that caused the electroweak force to begin to behave differently from the strong force, spontaneously breaking their symmetries or connectedness. As in the case of the Higgs field, this symmetry-breaking field would lead to exotic and very massive particles, but the masses involved would be much higher than the mass of the Higgs particle. In fact, one would need to build an accelerator 10 trillion times more powerful than the LHC to directly explore the theories behind this phenomenon. We call them grand unified theories, or GUTs, because they unify the three non-gravitational forces of the universe into a single force. Guth realized that such spontaneous symmetry breaking in the early universe could solve all the problems of the standard Big Bang if, for a short period at least, the field